This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the post-budget webinar on employment today via video conferencing. The key themes of the webinar include investing in people, the economy and innovation. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. The webinar will foster collaboration among the government, industry, academia and citizens, encouraging discussions to help translate the transformative budget announcements into effective outcomes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer at 10 Downing Street in London, where they discussed taking forward bilateral economic cooperation and enhancing people-to-people exchanges. Following the meeting, he shared on social media that he conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mr. Starmer. Dr. Jaishankar also mentioned that Mr. Starmer shared the UK's perspective on the Ukraine conflict. Later, Dr. Jaishankar met with his UK counterpart, Foreign Secretary David Lammy, and expressed his eagerness for further discussions. He also met Shevin scholars from India along with Mr. Lammy. Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar met with Home Secretary Yvette Cooper and discussed the flow of talent, people-to-people exchanges and joint efforts in tackling trafficking and extremism. Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw asked students to be focused on their work and remain committed to the goal. Addressing the 56th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "Today, entire world of media is changing." He asked students to always keep nation first. Mr. Vaishnaw reiterated to make IIMC a world-class media institution with state-of-the-art facilities. US President Donald Trump has defended his decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, saying the pact was costing the US trillions of dollars. He said every day his administration is fighting to deliver the change. America needs to bring a future that America deserves. Mr. Trump said this while addressing a joint session of both houses of Congress this morning for the first time during his second term. He claimed that since taking office again, he has already achieved the lowest number of illegal border crossings ever recorded.
Taking the oath of office, I declared a national emergency on our southern border, and I deployed the U.S. military and Border Patrol to repel the invasion of our country. As a result, illegal border crossings last month were by far the lowest ever.
President Trump said he has signed more than 100 executive orders and taken 400 executive actions to restore common sense. He said that the people elected him to the job and he is doing it. President Donald Trump launched a trade war against America's three biggest trading partners, drawing immediate retaliation from Mexico, Canada, and China. Just after last midnight, Trump imposed 25% taxes or tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports, though he limited the levy to 10% on Canadian energy. Trump also doubled the tariff he slapped last month on Chinese products to 20%. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, speaking at a press conference, rejected the U.S. justification for the tariffs. He said his country would impose tariffs on more than $100 billion of American goods over the course of 21 days. China also announced retaliatory action yesterday, which included 10% to 15% tariffs on certain agriculture imports from the U.S. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi NCR will experience strong surface winds gusting to 20 to 30 km per hour over the next 2 days. This sudden change in weather is attributed to the region's proximity to Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, where snowfall and rainfall are having a direct impact. The weather department added that there will be a gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days. Furthermore, the IMD has cautioned fishermen against venturing into the southwestern parts of the Bay of Bengal, particularly along the southern coast of Sri Lanka. And in cricket, India stormed into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, beating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.